It's time for slam. We back. Welcome to another episode of the Highline Podcast. As usual, it's me, your voice of reason, voice of truth. I speak the truth, only truth, and nothing but the truth. And I'll die on that hill. And then we have, you know, usuals. I brought them back again because obviously we faced off at the weekend. So thank you for returning, Udwak. And thank you for coming back, Chachi. Are you guys going to go off like you did last week, or you've gotten it off of your chest? Chachi, what about you?
It
was all you last week.
You did this every week.
I don't have much to say.
Or United or in general?
On football, but I'll continue this podcast.
Obviously, on Saturday, Arsenal faced off against Man U, ended up winning 3-1. I know United is in a lot of mess right now, but like on the game itself, what did you guys make of the game?
It was actually a very close game, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Very close game. United actually played well. When I say well, I mean just like in comparison to the way we've been playing, that was one of our better performances. But obviously, we have some scrubs in the team that no matter how hard you try, you can't overcome some players that are just too bad. No matter how good other players perform, Tez, worst fullback in the league. Bruno, as usual, I'll continue, man. It's not even an agenda at this point. I'm just stating the fact. That guy's terrible.
Damn, I've never heard Jachi sound this down in my life, bro. Sure.
Other than that, Arsenal, you won, but low-key, on another day, that game could have been so different. Bruno scores his pen. We get the penalty for the most obvious handball I've ever seen in my life that VAR just decided not to give. The goal for 3-1 was offside. So many, but I'm not blaming the ref. Arsenal played better than us.
That's a teller's handball as well. So we get another penalty.
Yeah, but we also didn't get a penalty.
Penalty on
we also didn't get a penalty. But forget that. I'm not even blaming the refs. Yeah. I mean, we played okay, yeah. But Arsenal was the better team, to be honest. We deserved the win. I mean, nothing much.
Love to see it. Udak, what about you? What do you think?
Yeah, like this is the one player I just need to speak about. Like, nobody was interested in this guy. He never said he's unhappy. Like, he had like 2 more years on his contract with an option to extend by the club, not by him. Why are we giving this guy a new contract? Like, for even before the penalty, I don't know if you remember that chance he had that he
to be clear, he did it
one on one.
He just waited, he stopped that, and then like that moment, then just shoots. Like, we could have scored then and changed.
What chance?
He had a one on one when Ramsdale gave it to him.
Yeah,
okay. I remember that.
Like, even before that, then he missed the penalty. What a stupid technique! That
gave the ball
was
away
like,
for the,
he's
for
just
the third goal as well.
He's just he's all over the place. Like, and like, as Jackie said, like, it was actually a decent performance, but like, decent in comparison with nothing we play right now is anywhere near good enough. But yeah, I was kind of happy not to see Maguire, even though Varane. That first goal was ridiculous,
from United point of view, I think Ronaldo had an insane game. I think Ronaldo was the
man
not only the best
sure.
player
should have taken penalty.
Not only was Ronaldo the best player for Man U, but he was best player on the pitch, aside let's say Granit Xhaka or something. Like, he did nothing wrong, in my opinion.
Well, you know, look, Keisha, what I'll say is that Arsenal's second half was poor.
It was extremely terrible, and I was going to get into that. It was extremely
very
terrible.
Poor second half. But, we actually had a hold. We had a full hold in the game. We had, like, Dalot had a chance. Even in the first half, Elanga was cooking Tavares, bro.
Elanga
was bro, cooking stop. Tavares, Jachi, bro. Stop. You can cook Tavares, bro. Like,
No. Obviously, I'm just saying Tavares. I'm trying to point out that Tavares is a liability. I'm trying to point out that Tavares
is such
Tavares
a confusing player.
Bro, that was the most confusing performance I've seen in my life. But like on Man U, I just want to
Ronaldo. 15 minutes.
Like with Ronaldo, he like the, I don't know, the strength it takes to lose a child on Wednesday and come and be the best player on the pitch on Saturday on a team full of scrubs. Like, I personally, and I wouldn't play to the end of the season. Let down by scrubs. I wouldn't play to the end of the season. He's been let down by scrubs all season. He knew fully well that he was going to come back and be let down by scrubs after losing his child. I would not play. But he came, he put up a fight, was best player on the pitch, deserved a win based on his performance.
Yeah, he did. He did. And even his the other goal that was barely offside.
Bro, what a finish, bro. What a finish.
Yeah.
But on him not taking penalty,
and you know, like,
I heard he said he wasn't up for it. Like, he told the United staff or something that he wasn't in the right place to take the penalty. And obviously, we can understand why. But on Bruno Fernandes, I don't think anything that is to be said about him right now hasn't been said before. Especially by Jachi having a terrible season. He just is like the when I watched the game, he just showed me the clear difference between a player like Odegaard and a player like Bruno. Like, Bruno just,
but Odegaard is not that cold, but
what are you talking about?
you're comparing him with Bruno, but
he's way better than Bruno, and Odegaard just showed him levels on the
He's better than Bruno, but that's not, it's not a hard feat.
Odegaard showed
it's
him
not hard to outperform Joelinton Cooper's in midfield. So I mean, that's better.
And
that
with
be
Bruno missing the pen, not only does he just sum up his day, but he sums up his whole season. Like, that's how he's been. He was such a hit and miss player last season, and this season is all miss. Like, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't been good enough, and to be rewarded with a 5-year contract. Like, when you deep it as a Man United fan, Bruno is your future. He is your future because he's gotten it. No, deep it. Pogba is leaving. Ronaldo is 37.
Doesn't matter. Ten Hag is coming.
If Ten Hag
doesn't want to play him, he's not playing.
Contract.
If he doesn't want to play him, he's not playing. Bruno is very sellable. That's he's very sellable.
But he's not going anywhere though.
But if he doesn't perform, who told you? If he doesn't perform this season when Ten Hag comes, Ten Hag has the right to say, get him out of my team.
I mean, you don't know. United, they never, the board always seems to have a hand in things like this.
This is a new era.
If you say so. If you say so. But the results effectively put United out of the top four. It's obviously, it's not completely over.
We're fighting for Europa.
It's not completely over. Mathematically, they can still qualify for the Champions League. But
Europa's not confirmed, I hope you know. Hmm? Actually, when I say we're fighting for Europa, I'm being dead serious. We have Brighton, Brentford, Chelsea.
You're not losing to Brighton. You actually play Chelsea tomorrow.
Right? You say we're not losing to Brighton.
You're not losing to Brighton.
You didn't see, I don't know which borders.
I know, but you're not losing to Brighton, fam. Like,
Brighton, Brentford most likely cook us. Palace would definitely cook us.
And then
depending on, it's up to West Ham and Wolves on whether we get
Who United is a mess. Everything we want to say on them has been said before. But from an Arsenal point of view, the start we had was what propelled us to win that game. I can't lie, because that second half was absolutely shambolic on all levels. Could not keep control of the ball, didn't create nothing. Tavares was just playing like he had smoked weed before the second half. Cedric was awful all game. All game. Like, I don't know how United didn't get the ball to Sancho, because all you needed to do was get the ball to Sancho, and he had the beating of Cedric consistently.
Do you know why? Because Sancho was actually
penalty.
They were playing Sancho 3-on-1 because Telles was too scared to overlap because Saka was cooking it. Telles didn't overlap once. So Sancho was 3-on-1 every single time he got the ball. So even if he beat Cedric.
And I don't get, like, he wasn't overlapping, but he wasn't even in it. Like, he doesn't cover the back post. But he's not overlapping. Like, what is he doing?
Part of the worst defending I've seen in my life, because Varane just swings at the ball and it bounces to Telles, swings at the ball too, bounces to Saka. Drops off Saka, like Saka is in the penalty box and he's dropping off Saka, giving him enough space. Saka didn't even have to create space to shoot
the goal,
pulled it wide. And then, who loses his marker? Dalot loses his marker, and then Tavares runs in and scores for Arsenal.
Bro, as bad as that Varane P was, there was literally still, even as bad as that was, we still should have stopped that goal. Because all Telles has to do is close down.
Saka,
are you giving Saka space
Saka
on his best foot?
He should not
on his best foot.
A shot off.
He literally showed him onto his best, and then he made a good save, and then you missed him, and then you don't track the run.
And then for the second goal, obviously, Kedira was offside, but that's definitely a penalty, in my opinion. Like, I saw something complaining about it.
It was a penalty.
Saka is wrong side of Telles, sorry. Doesn't do anything. Telles bumps into him. Like, yeah, that is 1,000% a penalty. He
Telles gave up
the ball as well.
Telles gave up a goal and a penalty in the same play. I've never seen that before.
And then the time and space Saka had, Kedira had as well, was crazy, but he was offside. Big up Saka, the confidence to get a penalty midweek and then weekend, especially after what happened in the Euros, put two of them away with confidence. Odegaard was bossing things in the first half. When he came out in the second half, everything was flat. He couldn't do anything right. It's almost like we were dead and United were actually on us, and they had the penalty, which Bruno should have scored, obviously. And then Ramsdale save on Dalot, literally, you know, because let's be honest, United scored that penalty, they win the game, 1,000%. There's no doubt in my mind, United scored that penalty, they win the game. But, you know, Arsenal, good football, gets the break on the counter. Saka plays the ball off Telles' hand. Bruno gives the ball to Xhaka, and the rest is history. What a hit by Xhaka, by the way. Like, that moment was lovely to see, especially, you know, what happened at Crystal Palace and then the interview he just released and then him blowing kisses at the fans. Like, I personally never saw this coming after the Crystal Palace game. But big up Arsenal. They're now in the driving seat for top four. Won back-to-back games against Chelsea and Man United when everyone thought their season was over. And now it's in their hands. We've got West Ham, Leeds, and then the North London Derby. And I was thinking the other day, because Spurs have Leicester and Liverpool their next two game weeks, if they are to draw and lose, draw against Leicester, lose against Liverpool, and Arsenal win West Ham and Leeds, all we need is a point in the Merseyside Derby to confirm top, in the North London Derby to confirm top four. And boy, if we get it done, I'm going to be unbearable. That's what I'm going to say. But yeah, solid result for Arsenal.
I'm not coming on this podcast the week you guys qualify. I'll be sick. I'm just saying it.
Big, massive result for Arsenal. It doesn't get any bigger than that, especially the two, judging by the last two game weeks we had. But then it also helped us that Spurs drew 0-0 with Brentford. And, like, I don't know what's going on with Spurs. Like, for a moment, it looked like they had found their stride. They were cooking, pouring in goals, 3 against West Ham, 5 against Everton, 4 against Aston Villa. And then all of a sudden, not only the goals have dried up, but the shots on target have dried up. Game with Brentford ended 0-0. Their last two games, they have 0 shots on target, lost to Brighton, drew with Brentford. What do you guys think the issue is?
It's just too inconsistent. The top four race is a battle of inconsistency. That's the same thing Arsenal did. They lost 3 games on the bounce, but then they managed to beat Chelsea and United. So just both of them just can't be consistent. That's why I have no idea who's going to get it, because each of them, both teams could easily like mess up at different times. I have no idea who's going to mess
Spurs,
up.
Though, for Spurs, Emerson Royal, I say it again, there's nothing real about that brother's talent. He's absolutely terrible. I saw the man try to play a 5-yard pass to the centre-back next to him, and he ended up playing it out for Truin on the other side. Don't ask me how.
Is Tavares better?
At least Tavares gives us goals against United.
Yo, imagine Emerson and Tavares like
What about the fullback doing in that Arsenal United game? It was Cedric and Tavares versus Dalot and
but Dalot actually played well. Apart from that goal, he played well. But Telles,
He had the shot that came out the bar as well.
Yeah, he hit back.
I actually thought you guys were being too harsh on Telles, but after watching that game,
Telles is terrible.
He is terrible. Still on Tottenham. I think their biggest problem is just Harry Kane needs to score goals, man. Saka and Harry Kane have scored the same number of goals this season. Coming into this season, I never saw that coming. And I know he's in North London Derby. He's going to regain his form with his big head. But I think as long as Kane is not firing, I don't see a race that Spurs make top four.
Bro, maybe Conte is just in PSG already, to be honest.
Yeah, there's rumors that he handed himself to PSG. And still, some Tottenham fans are also mad about the fact that he constantly plays five at the back against every single team. But I don't think that's a problem because, like, getting Conte, you know, that's
his Barella. He had Barella, he had Eriksen, he had Brozovic, he had players that were good on the ball and creative. He has wings and
don't get me started with
Van Hooijbeek. Like, come on, like,
even if they had those players, on how trash Spurs have been, just accept that at least you have. Why are they like, what did they expect from Conte? You expect to play crazy ball. That's his style of play. Do you want results or do you want good ball?
I think he might be off to PSG, you know. Obviously, we poached.
Yeah, PSG obviously back him. And that's what he likes.
But there's talk that PSG want Zidane. They might get him.
If they keep Mbappe.
If they don't get Zidane, then... Obviously,
you know why they want Zidane?
Why?
Because Ten Hag is off the table.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Ten Hag was number one, man. But they just said, "Oh man, United beat us to the punch." So we take the scraps.
Yeah, but that's sad for Spurs fans. Obviously, as an Arsenal fan, I'm elated. Means Arsenal going to this weekend game against West Ham in fourth place. Speaking on West Ham, they played Chelsea this weekend. Did you guys see that penalty?
That might be good news for Tottenham fans. They can get like this talented manager, this English, you know, Dyche.
expression said your Dyche is available to the end of the season for Man United. Are you guys
for Man United? Nah, don't try. Don't bring that guy near our club.
Boys, they're clowning us, but just wait till I come back.
Conte will go to PSG and they'll get Dyche. They will just get him. Don't worry now.
Same way they hired Nuno. That P was too funny, man. But yeah, Chelsea, West Ham, 1-0. Did you guys see Jorginho's penalty?
That he missed. Yeah.
The thing about this hop step, it looks good when you get it, but when you don't, you look like an absolute idiot.
But to be fair, his success rate is high. Like,
yeah, it is. And I'm not coming for him, but when I'm just saying, when you miss that hop step penalty, you definitely look. It's like when you miss a Paneka penalty and keeper just catches it. Like, you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
People like Bruno, they should not be doing things like that.
Bruno didn't even hop step. Just a waste.
He did. At the end, like at the last minute, he literally did. And it was such a stupid technique because he did three things at once. He ran up, then he started taking quick little steps. Then he hop step. Like, who does all of that?
And then Chelsea ended up picking up the win. Last minute goal from Christian Pulisic. West Ham, good news for Arsenal fans. West Ham have no fit in your CB to play us next week with Craig Dawson being sent off.
That's good news for United.
What do you mean?
West Ham is our rival guy. Well, West Ham is pushing us, guy.
Chelsea were really disappointed on the day. Like, they were flat. They didn't really create much. And the chances they managed to create. They're only playing for the FA Cup right now. Top four is secure. They're getting Champions League football again next year. Burnley, guys, Ben Mee has won two of his games in charge, bro. Or is it that one?
Ben Mee's generational.
Yo, these guys are back in the relegation.
Lampard must go down. He must go.
Actually, let's talk about Everton, Liverpool now. Merseyside
debut. And they don't have games in hand.
Before we get into Lampard, ask me how Sadio Mane did not get sent off in that game. I don't know.
Even the penalty for Gordon, bro. Everton got frauded, to be honest.
Yes, they were robbed, to be fair. They were robbed.
More Lampard must go down. I'm happy.
I'm happy, man. I don't feel one bit of pain for that game.
I'm taking Ben Mee.
I'll be so glad.
Taking Ben Mee over Lampard.
Yeah, any day. I'm taking Ben Mee.
But I don't know why Everton would decide to hire Frank Lampard in the middle of a relegation battle. In hindsight, I'm saying this in hindsight, sir, because I was pretty excited about the appointment in January. I mean,
how can you be excited about Lampard?
Because I thought, like, he did well his first season with Chelsea. Let's not lie. Like, he took those young boys to top four. The Mason Mount, Tomori, Tammy Abraham. Like, they had a really good season that season. But then, I was so wrong. I called Everton my biggest winners of the January transfer window. This is one time in my life I've ever been this wrong. Like, the fact that in 5 games they could get relegated is a bit of a shock to me. And it's more reason why my club should stay far, far away from Dominic Calvert-Lewin. But on the day, I said this like earlier in one of our earlier episodes, but this guy, what's his name? Divock Origi is literally the footballing version of Robert Horry. Like,
he's the new Solskjaer now.
Doesn't get headlines, doesn't get anything, but then you cannot leave that man wide open in the fourth quarter. And that's what Everton did. And he kept the title race alive. Obviously, Liverpool were one up. But like,
he's against practically he had a part in the first goal. So.
Yeah, he's been clutch all season. Remember the game against Wolves? He's the one that came up and scored the winner. He clutch his whole Liverpool career. Yeah.
Did you see the record they broke?
What record?
The possession record.
Oh, yeah. They had 82% of the ball or something like that.
85%.
That is crazy. 85%. Like, Lampard didn't come in to try and win at all. But to be fair, they did get robbed, in my opinion. Mane should have been sent off and Gordon should have had the penalty. And Gordon had a good game as well. It's just, I don't know. I said this in the middle of the season. Everton have a bunch of championship level players. And I also thought that was a very
good game. He'll develop well.
Gordon.
I think the thing with Everton is if eventually they do go down, they're going to lose a lot of their players, and I don't see them coming back up quick.
Enough pieces to spend.
Who are they attracting though?
I think
they can attract players that are good enough to get promotion.
Who are they attracting in the championship?
It doesn't matter. They're not the first team to go down.
But if they do go down, they're not reaching those levels that we're looking at them like they might be the ones to break into the top four, blah blah blah. Like, they're not reaching those levels.
That was years ago.
Losing Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison might not be the worst thing for them going forward. Like, rebuilding.
But that whole looking at Everton to break into top four, it hasn't been any time of recent.
Last season, Everton were a really good team. They were talking about them potentially breaking into top four when they had Ancelotti, James.
Ancelotti.
Yeah, like they were good to an extent last season. And then I don't know what happened. They fell off towards the middle of the season. But then the reality we're facing is Everton, not might, in my opinion, they are getting relegated alongside Norwich and
Everton's not getting relegated. Lampard is getting relegated.
Bro, this Lampard agenda doesn't die, fam. This Lampard agenda.
Lampard and Ali. A dangerous duo. Lampard ex Ali.
Yeah, but my Liverpool kept title race alive, pushing the lead to only 1 point, especially after Man City went out and handled their business against Watford, fam. Like, Gabby Jesus was linked to Arsenal all weekend.
And he said, hell no.
No, he wants to come. He's just giving us a preview of what we are going to enjoy when he comes to Arsenal Football Club.
Banter aside,
Jesus wants to come to Arsenal.
He wants to stay at City.
Only thing that's stopping the move right now is the transfer fee. We don't know how much City wants. And I don't know if Arsenal will be willing to pay 30 million for a player whose contract is expiring next season.
That brother is fighting for his life.
But he wants to go to Arsenal.
Look at how he scored against Madrid. He's fighting for his life.
His agent called him up and said, like, look, just pay City the money. I'll come in and I'll win you guys your Premier League title.
His agent called him up and said, Gabby, we can't let this happen. You have to do, show me something. Show me something. And he said, I can't go down. I can't go
Gabriel down. Fernando de Jesus.
Go from
Pep Ball. You know what I saw?
On his way to the scout. From Pep Ball to Tenda Ball. That's how I saw McVay.
He
from,
said that, like,
from Pep Ball to Paella
Police. He said that City.
Go for win.
He said that
one,
City
one analyst I saw, he's the City, like, what they're doing right now, that they're playing Jesus to increase his market value. That, and they did the same thing with Ferran Torres before he went to Barca. Barca was linked with him.
Drop like guys, they played him, drop like 40
they played
million.
Him before he got injured. He increased by like 15 million because they valuated him at 35 and now he's closer to 50.
After drop 40 million. Drop 40 million. Drop 40 million and we have Jesus. And then
just can't drive in a park the bus system now. Can't drive in a park
we went, but we don't park the bus though. Why is that?
Why is this agenda for me?
But we don't park the bus. Like, are you crazy?
No, but if you get his shoes, don't you guys need another striker? Like,
yeah, apparently we're going for two strikers. Okay.
Well, I think you should back.
No. Apologize.
In a 4-4-2.
Apologize.
Support striker.
You know how he said we should keep Lacazette.
I think they should keep Lacazette. Buy Jesus, keep Lacazette. Renew his contract. Give him the increase.
Give him Ambad and five years.
Champions League qualification bonus. He helped you guys get there. How many appearances?
Well, apparently we want Jesus and another striker, either Osimhen or Abraham, but not Calvert-Lewin.
Bring Calvert-Lewin to the carpet.
As part two, United.
No, to the Emirates.
What do you mean? Stop that rubbish. But if we can get, I really like Cody Gakpo.
It'll be up for the, you know, like 30
Cody Gakpo from Eredivisie. I think he'll be a good sign.
No, but he's a winger.
I've only watched Gakpo once.
Yeah.
I've only watched him once, and that one gave me pain. Was nice. But
yeah,
I don't know much about him.
Like, I don't watch much Eredivisie games, but when I saw Arsenal was interested in him, I started to look up on him.
I watched
really
him in the final against Ajax.
Yeah,
nice,
he balled, Ajax. Yeah.
No, but
yeah,
like, he scored.
And then Jesus as well. Getting Jesus will give us options. Bro, we're trying to be like City, bro. We need those options up front.
Bro, stop this.
Stop it. Man. This is why I didn't want this.
We're trying to be like Man City.
Yeah, I've told you. I've told you, and I'm telling everybody.
That hyping mid,
telling
bro.
Everybody
that
now. Not coming.
Bro, you're talking about hyping mid. United were praising Hannibal for injury players.
Hannibal's a very technical player. We're just saying that at least he showed passion.
Bro, passion does not mean you have to go on the pitch and injure players.
Yes, it's part of it. It's part of the game.
Don't worry, bro. You won't get the guy. You're not used to winning it.
We're getting Jesus. Don't worry. We're getting Jesus. And
we won't change.
God. It's cool. No problem. It's cool. But big up Gabriel Jesus. 4 goals against Watford. We'll get into the Champions League later, of course. Rodri with goal of the, like, he snatched the goal of the month from Xhaka like 20 minutes later. And Rodri has been, like, the way Pep has just transitioned Fernandinho out and transitioned Rodri in to be their DM for the next, 10 years. It's just ridiculous to me. Like, the embarrassment of talent that City have right now, like, we cannot compete. We cannot. We just can't.
How about Xhaka now, Xhaka?
No. We need to up the level.
Were you actually considering it?
No, of course not now. But the truth is, like, most teams in the Premier League can't compete with what City have. And they're only going to get better. But even though I still have Liverpool winning the league, because I think they were going to slip up against West Ham. What a job Pep is doing, man. 5-1.
Thiago's a baller, man.
Thiago in Liverpool?
Yes.
Yeah, call him Thiago a lesser tier robot, because some of the things he be doing with the ball is not normal, bro. Like, sometimes I feel like he just does some things to let you know that, you know, I'm a baller. And there's nothing you can do
like
about
United
it.
Just obviously there are things that like stories that United should have that any logical fan should know that this is fake. But just the hope in you. Last summer they say Thiago to United, bro. Any logical fan should know. This guy's not coming to play for Oli, but guy, the hope kills him, man. I really thought Thiago was coming.
Aura man, Steven Gerrard, you know, they said he's got that aura. And his aura is currently placing Aston Villa in 15th. They backed him in the January window, gave him Lucas Digne, gave him Coutinho, gave him who else did you sign? Dao? Digne, no, Coutinho. Sorry? What did you say?
No, I said Villa has one of the best squads in Prem.
Yeah, they do. They've got, you know, McGinn, what's the brother from Norwich, Buendia, Ollie Watkins, Danny Ings, Leon Bailey. Like, sometimes I forgot Aston Villa actually have Leon Bailey in their squad. Douglas Luiz. Like, they have depth. They have, like, good quality Premier League level players.
And you know what else?
Because of Stevie G.
Because they went through... They fell into the early trap. That's what Arsenal was asked to. You fell into the Arteta trap.
What are you talking about?
You soon come to realize that all these experts are forgetting you, bro.
Half of the managers out there were usually footballers before. Best manager in the world right now was a CM.
But the difference is that they didn't come like to X. Like, I don't know how to explain it. At least Pep did his time.
Pep did
just
what
learning
time?
The game. Lenny did what game. Time? He didn't just immediately retire and go. He did Barca B. He spent his time learning the game.
But
in
Teta
Barca
did
B.
Teta did time with Pep.
But this is first managerial role.
Yeah, but he did time with Pep.
But that's different. Like being an assistant manager and being a real manager.
Don't hate. Like
I respect Stevie G.
Gerrard did time with Rangers and he was invincible as well.
That's why I said I respect Stevie G. So I understand why they backed him. I understand why they backed Arteta too. I'm just sad.
You.
I'm just trying to comfort you to when eventually it's going to. To be fair, if Arteta becomes a success at Arsenal, the only thing I'll say is that I give props to the board because Arteta has had like 3 sackable runs throughout his time. They backed him every time.
He's had at least three sackable runs. Yeah.
If he's a success at Arsenal, I'll give credit to the board. They deserve because that's rare in football nowadays, especially
when we win Champions League in 2024. I'll play this clip for you. but with Aura man, even though you know they played against another disappointing team in Leicester, and I always bring this up at the beginning of the season, Funto said this is the year Leicester finally breaking top four. I said, nope, it's not going to happen because at the end of the day, they're just not built like that. They're built to be the team that supplies to the top teams in the league. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what they're going to be for a long, long time. Thankfully for them, they were able to win the Premier League in 2016. But
we'll never buy from Leicester again.
It's only Maguire now. What are you talking about? So you're telling me you had the chance to snap up Maddison, you won't snap him up?
God forbid. I can never trust Leicester again.
Maddison is a baller.
Buy him then. Buy him.
We have Odegaard. We don't need Maddison.
Buy him. If he's that good, man.
Don't be hating, bro. Don't be hating. And then last game of the week, Newcastle. Do you know Newcastle are up to 9th position now?
Yeah, they have the best Bruno in the league.
They have the best what?
Bruno in the league.
Well, what a goal from Bruno Guimaraes, by the way. But they were in the trenches like before they got Eddie Howe and spent almost 100 million
since January.
Transfer window.
Yeah, since January, he'd be cooking. Yeah. Newcastle might actually, it depends on that summer, but they might actually cook. But actually, the only thing is, I don't know if Eddie Howe
might. It's over for us. They'll just go and sign Mbappe, sign everybody.
But
like,
the only thing is, I don't know who that manager is going to be. Because you can't just bring in egos like that. And especially if you're bringing in lots of players.
I think it's going to be a process. Like, when
exactly,
City,
that, they have to stagger it. They can't just,
when Man
they
City had their takeover, they didn't just swoop like that.
But not every, that's what I'm saying, not everyone is that smart. So, the right approach for me would be don't just bring in like star names in, like you have to stagger.
They have to first of all. I think they've started with that.
Build a team.
Their Robinho signing was Bruno Guimaraes. Like,
exactly.
City
so
Robinho, it was Bruno.
So build a team
but,
first.
Because
and
remember,
make the
even
team attractive.
in 2012, City still had this Craig Bellamy. Was it 2010? Sorry, 2010.
Yeah,
they still had Craig Bellamy and all these guys.
Lescott.
So, Julian Lescott, Dendrick Boyata. Like, they didn't just throw star. And then, obviously, when you're recruiting, it's not to recruit stars everywhere. Like, you need to recruit some, like, team players. Like,
the
way,
team and make
like, the way they got
project.
Gareth Barry and James Milner. So, exactly. I feel like they should copy. So, it just gives us a couple years to be able to at least enjoy before Newcastle come over and take the world of football. Well, yeah, big up Newcastle, up tonight. Norwich, I've said it before. If Norwich should ever get promoted to Premier League, don't bring them. Just let them remain in the Championship. They don't deserve our time. Same with Fulham.
They should just collect the money.
Fulham are coming up now to go down again. Mitrovic has scored 40-something goals in Championship this season. He's coming up to score five and go back down.
But there's one thing about strikers, especially for strikers, you're only as good as your team. Like, striker is such a dependent.
I've seen some strikers cook without having a good team.
Without service. Bro, I've seen Ronaldo. I'm seeing Ronaldo die on it. Say, let me die out there.
Bro, Mitchell was cooking without proper service.
Old Premier League strikers, Aston Villa, Benteke, all these players, like, they Mitchell were cooking without
cooking
proper
without
service,
bro.
Who?
Mitchell.
Bro,
even
I'm saying, nowadays.
But the guy
really, really see it. You really see it nowadays.
Yeah, football is too structured and all that.
Have you seen how many service is tough?
That's it. I like Marco Silva.
He would have money to spend. Like, I feel he has a decent team. And Zambo
really like
has come back
like
from Napoli.
Marco Silva.
Yeah, I like him.
I loved him at Everton. He was absolute trash.
I really like Marco Silva. I feel like I like the job he's doing.
I was repping him at home, but at Everton, that brother was.
Yeah, he did have it. But then, who has been pretty good at Everton? Except Ancelotti. Nobody has done a job at Everton.
Lampard.
Bro. Okay, so let's transition into the Champions League. The competition Arsenal is going to be playing in next season. And, my God, what a game between City.
But by this time, you would have dropped to Europa and been knocked out.
You're a crazy person.
Oh, you're not passing group stage up,
Wow, bro. Come on, man.
I just want to let you know. You're not
bro,
passing
Jachi,
group stage, you still meet us, don't
you?
Actually,
are the
you, might
definition
meet us
of...
you might not meet us, you might be in conference.
You are the definition of agenda must agenda. But with these guys, Liverpool, the City Madrid game, bro. I don't know whether I sound crazy, but 4-3 flatters Real Madrid to a large extent.
Oh, it should be 7-3.
10-3, bro. Like, the tie should be over.
They had so many chances.
Mahrez could have literally had the hat-trick yesterday. Literally.
Bro, that kind of result is the kind of result that Madrid will go home saying they'll feel like a win.
Yeah, definitely. Did you see the audacity for Benzema to come and do a Paneca after missing his last two penalties in the league on Saturday? That was just what superstars
are. Even his goal alone, his goal
sense,
was crazy,
bro. The run at
was
the first
no
goal,
that was no chance. That
he was like, no power. He just kind of placed a volley.
Do outside the best. Do outside the best. That wasn't a chance, man. That was
it. Wasn't a chance.
That's just
no chance. And it's not like he took it with power.
He was finesse. He placed the volley.
Jachi, you know
what
you're
doing.
You know
and he came on the bar. Nobody's
saving that. Has a receiver and he's like, F it, he's down there somewhere.
Down there somewhere.
That's how the cross was. It's like, F it, Benzema is in there somewhere. And, what a finish from Benzema. And then the run from Vinicius. I don't know if you guys saw this. But merely he dummied. Pep went on his knees.
Pep fell to his
knees. But like people were talking about Fernandinho, but this is cross for Foden's goal.
City could genuinely have won that game 10-3,
bro,
and nobody would complain.
I saw on Twitter someone said that every Madrid goal comes 5 minutes after Emirates missed.
And you just know it's coming. That's the worst part. Like, you just know that they're not going to go away. Like, against Chelsea, you just knew, even after they scored the third goal, you were like, Madrid is not going to go away. I'm not going to lie. I didn't see the last goal because immediately I saw Ceballos come on. I turned my TV off because...
That's my heritage.
Don't get me started with Danny Ceballos.
but even against Liverpool, Mahrez also blew that a chance as well.
Yes, to win the game.
I don't blame him. I feel like he was very unlucky yesterday. Like, the chance when Militao came out and he knocked the ball past Militao and he hit the bar. There was nothing bar, he could do about that. He did everything right in that
But there was another chance he had in the first half that he should have just passed to Foden.
Yeah, the one in the first half, he should have just passed it across.
Yeah, and he tried to shoot.
Those chances.
I feel like Carvajal had made a good run to cover the pass.
No, the pass was on. And I saw Pep was vexing on the bench after he saw Mahrez take the shot. But Mahrez had it. I mean, other than hitting the bar, he still had chances. Like,
KDB controlled the game, man.
Yeah, KDB.
KDB balled, bro. KDB, De Bruyne balled. Fernandinho stepped in.
Mr. Robot.
The goal by Bernardo Silva was take your breath away, fam.
But I think Courtois actually stopped playing.
Because they thought, by the way, Cruz was looking like Harvey Specter out there because I don't know. Like, he was looking like he couldn't. Casemiro was a big loss for Real Madrid, if I'm being honest. Like, a lot of transitions he would have been able to clean up.
Camavinga definitely stopped playing in that bend.
I think Kroos couldn't keep up through 90 minutes, bro. He was literally struggling out there.
It's good for him.
Militao had a horrible game.
Militao and Alaba were stripping.
He could not play defense.
Like, for Madrid to come away...
Alaba was injured.
Yeah, for Madrid to come away with a 4-3 loss... I definitely agree with Jachi. Like, it will feel like a win for them in the dressing room because they know they were not close to their best.
That's like
and they are still in the tie. Yeah, and City are so lucky that there's no weak.
Imagine giving Emery something like that.
Emery. Liverpool against Villarreal today. I knew this tie was only going to go one way, to be honest. Like, there was no way in hell Liverpool were going to lose to Villarreal. If there was any chance of stopping Liverpool to get to this Champions League final, it was Bayern Munich. And obviously,
this is a Mickey Mouse Champions League for
Liverpool. Bro, you sound so sad, fam.
It's a Mickey Mouse Champions
League. Like, bro, have you seen those tweets where they're like heel with red hearts?
What's the best team Liverpool has faced in knockouts?
Benfica, Villarreal, and what? Who did they face in the round of six?
Inter Milan.
Yeah, like at that time, Inter wasn't even really on form like that. Like,
you guys,
it's annoying. I get Jachi sounds.
But nobody said this about Chelsea last season. A lot of the time, Chelsea played Madrid. Chelsea did play Atletico Madrid and City. It was Real. They played Real and Atletico and they played City in the final.
Exactly. That's not a Mickey Mouse run.
There's no such thing as a Mickey Mouse run. To win the champion.
This is a Mickey Mouse run.
Bayern had a Mickey Mouse run, but they got knocked out by Villarreal.
Yeah, Bayern, that's our fault now. God gave them a Mickey Mouse run. Decided to bottle it. Klopp's not bottling a Mickey Mouse run. I give him respect. I give him props for that.
Nagelsmann, that's Ronaldo's age.
Give Klopp a challenge. Give him City over two legs. And let's see him fight.
But we saw what he did to City over two legs 3 years ago.
That's 3 years ago now.
That was the Centurion City. Are you telling me the Centurion City is not better than the current City team?
It doesn't matter. We've seen City's current
Klopp cooked City with Oxlade-Chamberlain and James Milner in midfield. Don't disrespect Jurgen.
Did he cook City in the league this year?
It doesn't matter.
So what do you mean doesn't matter?
You're saying Liverpool hasn't played anything remotely close to them in quality. But you're saying it like Klopp cannot do a job against City.
I'm not saying Liverpool won't win. I'm saying let them fight for it.
They will fight for it 90 minutes in Champions League final.
They'll fight in the final, yeah.
One game for your life. Boys were sweating. City was sweating. Atletico came for them.
No, wait.
Atletico not give up on last.
Atletico could not
cry. Real Madrid can actually Real Madrid can actually do this thing. Or
I don't see Madrid winning this time. I think Villarreal.
My only fear is that Man City should have put it away in this first leg. Like, you don't know what's happening in that stadium.
I don't see Madrid winning this time.
Like, you just, yeah.
Bro, win a real ring.
Bro. Stop. Do you know how sad you look right now?
His first chance is valid. But other than that, winning real ring.
This guy, fam. Do you know you are a hater?
I'm not a hater. You're a United fan.
Telling someone to win a real ring.
He hasn't played any team close to him.
Stop, man.
But has he? Wait, am I lying?
Yachi, you're not about to discredit a man who is about to be in the Champions League final, as well as being in the FA Cup final, winning the Carabao Cup, and still being in the Premier
League. I didn't talk about the league or the FA Cup or the Carabao Cup.
It's a whole season.
I just said Champions League.
To still be in the running for the Champions League, right? To win the Champions League, I don't care. If you like, give me Monaco or any team. As far as I win the Champions League, nobody will tell me this thing.
I won't collect my medal. If it's me, I won't collect my medal.
Exactly, bro. Don't worry, bro. We're used to pride. These guys are just desperate for anything.
So why did Broad collect his medal?
Any scraps. Bro, this is the highlight. This is the highlight.
That was mentally tasking.
It's not podcast, bro.
He was away from his family, but that was mentally tough. This guy, fam, stop.
So you're telling me if your team had the same run Liverpool had and made it to the final, you'll be here saying Mickey Mouse run. Stop, man.
I won't hold it in the same esteem. As like 99, 2008. I won't hold it in the same esteem.
So you're telling me United will be in the Champions League and you comment Mickey Mouse run. Hashtag win a real ring. You guys are crazy.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Easily, man. Yes. I will be like next season, win a real title.
Club, win a real champs.
Yeah, man. I don't know what to call this, but this
respect to Pep. Respect to Pep.
Next level jealousy, man. Who did Pep play in round of 16? And
Pep has played teams. Atletico gave him a fight. Madrid is giving him a fight. Liverpool gave them the scraps.
It's not Liverpool's fault that Villarreal beat Bayern. Like, literally,
it's their fault, man. It's their fault.
But yeah, Mane and I can't remember who scored the second goal for them. Oh, my bad. But Liverpool,
Mane and Henderson.
Mane and Henderson literally put the time.
But the Henderson goal was.
It wasn't offside, bro.
I think it was an own goal. No, I think it was an own goal or something. It was a keeper mistake.
But Mane and Henderson put the tie to bed for Liverpool. Pretty much, you know, setting up a Champions League final, potentially between Liverpool and Man City. And that is the one thing that these guys never gave us. Real Madrid and Barcelona in their prime. Like, when Pep and Klopp were at it with each other. When Pep and Jose were at it with each other, we never got the Champions League final between Madrid
Mourinho
and
Barcelona. Mourinho was bottling.
I think about that. To be fair, Madrid should have definitely won Champions League in 2012. Like, I was thinking about it the other day. They had an amazing season. But let's not talk about that Ronaldo penalty loss, because it hurts my good argument. But that's a big win for both. For Liverpool, and a big morale win for Real Madrid. So, who do you guys have winning the second leg? So, I'm going to Champions League final.
Liverpool, Mickey win. And then City. City will be Madrid.
What about you?
Oh, man. No, I'll say Liverpool win as well. Mickey Mouse win, but. Well, Man City, I don't know. I really don't know that Man City or Man City. I actually don't know.
So you can't call it.
I feel like if Man City took like a 5-3 or 6-3 lead, they should have. Obviously I would have said that they would have gone there. But like, I just don't know. It's just because Real Madrid, the way they played this season, you just can't count them out. That's just the City, they are not clinical enough. They are not clinical enough. They won't get as many chances.
That is just vibes, vibes and trips.
Not really. When they are in possession, you see patterns of play when they are countering and stuff like that. The way Benzema moves off, like the way he moves into the center and lets the wingers go narrow, like you see it, you see tactics, like, that obviously has to do with the manager as well, so because he wasn't doing this under Zidane. Obviously, I know he had different, sir, but
I've City winning Madrid, I just feel like they have like that level of quality that Chelsea didn't have, which didn't allow them to see out the game against Madrid. And obviously, I have Liverpool winning Villarreal. So I think Champions League final is going to be City against
this season Liverpool. Is actually just rigged. Bro, City is fighting for their life in champs. And then they'll come to Prem, they're still fighting. Liverpool have literally just, they can rest boys now. They're cruising. Villarreal's not beating. Villarreal's not scoring 3 goals against Liverpool. No matter what.
Liverpool, I feel like Liverpool is going to win the 4 of them, you know.
Mickey Mouse, bro.
I really wish they had beat Liverpool, Man City in Etihad. Like, that would have been. But then
City should have won that game.
I know. But then it could turn like this, because Liverpool could only potentially only end up with Carabao Cup and
only Carabao.
I think they win the FA Cup. Yeah. I think they were
City's winning Prem and Champs, and Chelsea
could potentially win Prem and Champs, and that would be.
And Chelsea's winning FA Cup.
Like, it's an extremely, like, that. This would be Pep's best season.
It would be a slap to Klopp, man. I want them to slap Klopp. That's
that meme of Klopp standing in the center of the pitch, that would be him after Champs final.
So you guys have just been thinking of his season. The league and Champs.
And Chelsea FA Cup.
Look, they don't want Champions League, like. I want Real Madrid to win Champions League, actually. City, with all their stupid money, they've not been able to win. They should be ashamed of themselves.
I want City Prem and Champs, Chelsea FA Cup.
This guy, fam. I have City.
Don't mind me. Crop my blame the grass or blame the weather. I'm not sure. I'll be happy to see which excuse you come up with next.
I have Liverpool winning Prem, City winning, Liverpool winning champs, Liverpool winning Prem, Liverpool winning FA Cup, Liverpool winning Carabao.
Hell no. No way in hell. Quadruple. It can happen.
Which will make them proud in the conversation for the best team of all time.
Not in the conversation, they will be the best team if they win.
No, bro, Pep did the same thing with that Barcelona team. Now,
I mean, Prem team will be the best Prem team.
Oh, yeah, definitely, they'll be the best Prem team of all time.
But they can't surpass treble, they'll never surpass treble.
What about you? Who do you have winning, all the competitions?
For Prem, Man City, I have Man City winning Prem, Champions League, Man City. Chelsea.
Thank you. A man with sense.
Okay, what about the
Champions League? Real Madrid. Champions League. Real Madrid. So let it solidify that Benzema.
You have to go with it now. Who's getting fourth position?
I don't care.
Arsenal. I'll say Arsenal. Tottenham, they're just horrible.
I hope you're right, man. But once again, thank you. I hope it doesn't come to life. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Highline Podcast. As usual, I've been your voice of reason. And today, Jachi and Udwak have been on their best behavior. Harry Maguire is safe today. But make sure to tune in to another episode of the Highline Podcast. Thank you for listening. Tell a friend to listen to the Highline Podcast. Check us out on all podcast streaming platforms. Instagram and Twitter, and we'll see you in the next episode. Have a lovely day.